When I was looking for a sponsor for this show, I was so excited to find out that my favorite offering maybe ever was available, and that's Audible. I have been using Audible for over 15 years, if not more. I have hundreds of books on there. I listen to audiobooks just as much as I listen to podcasts, probably, which is a lot. And I love, of course, reading physical books. I just don't make enough time for it right now. And I know that if I wait to make the time, then I won't be able to get to the book for a long time. So sometimes having the audio version available is really, really helpful. And then this is, I think, more relevant for the kinds of books that I would listen to, which are like a lot of spiritual teachings and maybe like business books and things that are not the nonfiction type. I do listen to nonfiction as well, but I definitely listen to the other books a lot more, at least historically speaking. So it was nice because a lot of times I could listen to the book. And then if I wanted to get the book later, the actual physical book, I could go through it as well. And I'd have a deeper understanding, especially when it was like a esoteric concept. I really loved that so much. I think that having the audio version of a book is so, it's such a wonderful offering because our culture moves really quickly. And it is really important that we sit and read physical books. However, it's also really good that we can listen to things and get that information still. And it's totally mind expanding when you have that availability, which is one of the reasons I love podcasts and that, of course, I'm sitting here doing it. So that's one reason I love Audible. I also really love it because I really feel like we have so many, again, messages that come at us all the time in culture. You know, our phones, our social media, the television, the radio, everywhere we go, there's somebody saying something. And I really believe it's important to curate what you put in your ears, and you actually have control over that. With something like Audible, you can really be specific, and it's very individual to you what you want to listen to and how you want to shape your mind and how you want to shape your point of view and what kind of other perspectives do you want to try on and see through somebody else's eyes. I think that that is an incredible practice to really expand your life in so many ways. And so I'm really excited that they are a sponsor of the show, and there's a link in the bio. They do a 30-day free trial, and then I think it's like $15 after that a month. And I'm telling you, it is one of my treasured collections that I have. It's been just incredibly impactful in my life in so many ways. I wouldn't be sitting here if I didn't have it. So I'm really excited about it, if you can't tell. And I hope you go ahead and use that link. And thank you for being here. And we'll see who the next sponsor is too. I'm only going to try to pick things that I really get excited about myself personally. And Audible 100% is one of them. All right, back to the episode. Hi, my name is Greta Hotmer, and this is Thought Experiment Called Life, podcast for multi-passionate creative people living unconventional lives. And everybody. So this podcast certainly does not fit into any kind of niche. That's kind of why I delayed making it for so long. And basically, I will talk about all the things, and we'll bring on people as well who live unconventional lives and just, you know, add a little bit of inspiration, have some existential conversations and practical things that will hopefully resonate with you and hit you at the right time and hopefully help along your life journey as well. That is my hope. I wanted to talk about being like water today. I love to talk about nature and elements and animals and relating to things that way. It was very much the way that I was raised, both by my aunt and uncle, who were kind of like my second parents, plus just studying indigenous cultures and spirituality at large, and just really looking at the world in a way to take, like with elements, for instance, you know, how can you take the expression of water, for instance, that both flows around things, can be a hard force, a soft force. Like it's so malleable and it's so unique. And then you look at fire and then earth and air, right? They all have their different properties, their different superpowers. And this is definitely a theme that, you know, we've seen in culture and life forever. So, you know, I think I like to look at things that way because it helps me reframe. It took me a long time to learn how to reframe things in a positive context. And I don't mean to spiritually bypass positive, like, oh, I'm just going to make this like better, but a way to not. So if you've heard my story with having chronic Lyme disease, there were a lot of challenges that I've had as an adult where everything was some kind of roadblock with my health in particular. It was hard for me just to like engage in life from having the effects of Lyme disease. And then that having, you know, having a neurospicy brain and just already anxious and predisposed to depression and things like that, I've spent a lot of time looking at things in different ways to help me be able to live a better life. And one of those things is just kind of managing expectations, managing strategies around when things don't go swimmingly, when you have a lot of like delays that are happening and
I can speak on that on a much larger scale, but I'm just going to give like little example and just like a way to maybe look at things differently and handle it. I tend to have an overall belief at this point in my life that when there's a roadblock, I used to just power through those roadblocks in general. If something wasn't working, I would just make it work and like do everything I could to like to bust down that door and solve this problem and all of that. And of course, there's times where that's like, you know, what is supposed to happen. And this is the point, is that there's times where that water needs to be like, oh, I'm busting, you know, like it's a huge wave and I'm crashing through and this is what's going on. And then there's times where the water has to like go around the wall or the rocks and find a different way to get there. And if you are able to just pause and find that like presence with yourself and with what's going on and just like give it a second, you will be able to find the right answer for it, you know? And so this morning I woke up, I had an expectation of getting some things done. This is right now happening with the TikTok ban and all of that. I've used CapCut for a long time for editing, both for the podcast and then for some of the other work that I do. And it wasn't working and I had plans of editing this morning. I was like groggy and trying to figure out like, what other thing am I going to use? Like, I don't know. Try not to like panic about it because I have some projects on CapCut that I needed to like get off and I couldn't. So I'm like, how I'm going to have to re-edit all of these things. And I was about to just like go down that like, oh my God, you know, there's so many problems that I need to figure out now, which would have been something that would have like in my younger years would have, you know, stressed me out a lot more and have learned how to just pause. And I'm going, okay, I will figure it out. And the pause, I've learned to see these things as like just literally just pause for a second, take your energy somewhere else, let it be. Either you're going to figure it out or it's going to resolve. This happens a lot if you like lose things. This used to happen a lot when I would lose crystals or a jewelry would disappear or something. You just know it'll show up. It just needs a minute or something. I'm not sure, but something needs to move in place, right? So you can get there. So I decided instead I would go take care of, there was like, you know, I have all my sweaters that have been like, I just keep piling on my one little like dresser situation. We don't have enough room for sweaters right now. So they're just like a huge pile and it's been driving me nuts. I've been getting better about, this is not my strong suit, is to be like super organized with folding my clothes. But I knew that it had been bothering me and I was like, all right, I'm going to go fold my clothes. And that sounds so maybe silly, but it's something I really appreciate from one of my favorite teachers, Tosha Silver, and her books. And this is kind of, you know, she would always say, if there's a problem that's bothering you, like go clean out a drawer and you'll resolve that energy. So at the very least, I knew I would do this. It would make me feel better in the energy of the room. And then we'll see what happens. And literally by the time I was done folding the sweaters, TikTok had been restored and therefore CapCut as well. So it was, you know, it was just like a nice moment in that sense, a nice reminder to go, you know, when we get like, if you're behind somebody who's going really slow, and this happens a lot, like I always, you know, you're behind somebody, they're like going super slow, you're trying to get somewhere. And I will try to remind myself that there's right timing and maybe going slow is preventing me from going around that person and something else happening later down the road. Like the timing of things, we just don't know. Sometimes you just got to like go with the timing of things and let what wants to unfold, unfold, because it'll unfold in the right time. And I really am a big believer of right timing. I also will say with that, sometimes it's important to like, you know, just figure the thing out and not just be like, well, it'll resolve when it resolves. But I think that there's a nice balance that you can have there. And I think that when you practice this enough, you'll know which one's which. And that is, I think, personally, I think that that is the point of all of this, right? Like to pay attention to that connection that we have, that inner voice, to go like, which, your intuition, your knowing will help guide you. So you have that self-awareness and you have that connection. And then there's that like spirit inner dialogue where, you know, like this is a moment where I need to figure this out right now, or this is a moment where I'm just going to pause and just let this be. But if you don't have that dialogue going on, if you don't have that mindset, you may just always be pushing through things and be like running into blocks in a way that is literally maddening. Or you might just be letting it all go and be like, it's fine, it'll work out. But it's not like, that's not what needs to happen, right? And I think that knowing that you can kind of go back and forth, this is one of the things that relate to everything to jujitsu, basically, when Matt, my fiance, who was obviously one of my teachers too in that way, right? He's black belt and I'm brown belt, and I'm always listening to his sage wisdom as well. And he, when I first started, he said, know when to be heavy, know when to be light, know when to go fast, and know when to go slow. And, you know, in jujitsu, sometimes it'll be like, you think I must go fast and smash or whatever it is, you know? And so when you apply the same idea, it's like, know when to pause and know when to push through. And, you know, I think that having that mindset really helps you, that is the definition of being present in and fluid like water in your life. And it really just offers a lot of solutions and quality of life, right? Like your stress response system can chill a bit because you can trust that you'll know, like if you practice this enough and if you open this up to spirit, right? Like you open up the dialogue, let's say you ask the question, like, should I, you know, move forward with trying to solve this problem right now? Or do I need just to like, let it go? And you can practice with things like, I'm just going to fold these clothes right now while I decide what it is I'm going to do next. Or, you know, that to me seems to be like a nice way to handle it. I'm just going to do this small thing over here where I release my thoughts about how to take care of the situation. And then once I'm done doing that, I will not only have accomplished this little thing that has been bothering me, that's like little and not a priority, and then I will have a better understanding of what I'm going to do next. So just a little tip on how to be more like water in that sense for today. I hope that it comes in handy. I hope that there's a moment where, you know, you are able to hear a little bit more clearly what it is and is the right action in that moment because you're listening and you're open and asking. Thank you for being here. I hope you're enjoying these episodes. Please comment, like, and subscribe, or however you would like to interact with this. If you're enjoying this, it obviously supports the podcast. And I mean, really, I'm doing this to pass along some good vibes, some information, and hopefully something that helps in somebody's life wherever you are. This is just my way of paying it forward. And I'm just really honored to be here on this journey with you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Are you alone at the altar with all the questions of your heart? Are you trying to say a prayer, but you don't know where to start? Open your eyes, stare at the sun. Been trying to stay awake. Oh, better days of war.